Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yeah, let's get it, New York City. I got 2 hours. Good morning, and in 10 hours from now, you'll hear me say that again. Keith McPherson on the Fan. This is KM already in the AM. And then I'll be filling in for BT and Sal on the midday. Look, all we want to do is sit down at night and watch our teams play good baseball. All we want to do is end the day with wins. And to the victors go the spoils, I usually say. So we'll start with the New York Yankees first. But I'm concerned about the Let It Happen Mets. And I'm not trolling the Mets. It's not a time to troll. It's just like an actual time to talk about some things that need to happen because we're running out of time. 888-808-1019. Let's start with the New York Yankees. Start with young Cam Schlittler. Killer Cam, killer Cam, Cam, killer. The last time I saw this guy pitch, I was in Yankee Stadium. I think he went like 86 pitches, 5 innings, and they were like no mas. It was his 6th start. I remember having conversations in the building about the kid, how he throws hard, how, you know, he's figuring some things out, how he's got this Garrett Cole look to him. He's poised. He's got command. He looks the part, right? It's not too big for him, this stage, this team, this part of the season, and, you know, how valuable it is to have a young guy like this. Mets fans, pay attention because this is where, you know, later I'm going to segue into what you got to start thinking about. David Stearns, what you got to possibly do. So, you know, Cam Schlittler being here is a product of Garrett Cole being out for the year, Clark Schmidt being out for the year, Ryan Yarbrough going down. Like, you don't have the arms. And I remember in the beginning of the season talking about how, you know, throughout the course of a season, you're going to need like 10 different starters. You're going to get a start from Marcus Stroman here and there. You're going to get a start from Carlos Carrasco here and there. And since the Yankees didn't trade for a starter, they're literally relying on two whole rookies. One, Will Warren, who's more experienced than Cam Schlittler. But then Cam Schlittler, who you literally just saw his 7th start tonight and his first time facing a team twice. And in our spring training facility, which he's very familiar with, he goes out there tonight. And I was hearing rumblings about the Yankees being bullies, the Yankees being just the Bronx Bombers hitting a lot of home runs off a team that can't pitch, and that tonight they would come out and just lay an egg. Tonight they would come out and they wouldn't be able to hit. But nobody was talking about what Cam Schlittler could potentially do. 888-808-1019. Even when the lineup came out today, you had to know Ben Rice was coming out. He got beat up behind the plate. You had to know that I thought he might sit. No, he ends up going to first base. He took a beating. Whatever. Austin Wells goes in. And can we give Austin Wells some love? I know he's the new whipping boy. I know we just want to say, this guy sucks. What, Austin Wells? Get rid of Austin Wells. His at-bats are terrible. Ben Rice. We got this new shiny catcher in Ben Rice. We want to throw Austin Wells away. But, you know, there was this article that came out where Austin Wells talks about, I'm good at this. I'm one of the better young catchers in the league. I got to get the quote together. But, you know, basically being a confident young man saying that, like, you know, he's not taking this lying down. He's not taking this lightly that Ben Rice is getting more opportunities to catch than him because he's been struggling at the plate. When he came up, he was profiling as an offensive catcher, so much so that people thought he would play first base and not be able to catch in the league. Then he did the work to really work on his defense. And, I mean, a night like tonight, he had it going with Cam Schlittler calling that game behind the plate. And then he had a two-homer night. You love to see it. It's a long season, man. And I was just talking about how teams evolve through the season, how new players emerge after the deadline. We'll talk about Jose Caballero, Cabby 2.0. He's certified pest. He is all the way annoying, but in a good way for us, but also in a way that could have cost us tonight. But, you know, when I was talking about how opening day, that lineup is never the same as the lineup on the first postseason game, ever. And how you have an opportunity to tweak and change your team all the way until October. And obviously the deadline's the last time you have to add new pieces. But what does that do to the clubhouse? What does that do to the energy? What does that do to the personality of the team? Teams hit rock bottom. I got people asking me, Keith, are you back on the ride? I'm like, you know what? I'm trapped in the amusement park. Because as I'm sitting there tonight watching the game, telling you guys how I don't care, how I'm not living and dying with every pitch. Of course I was. He was throwing a perfect game. I couldn't move. I was listening to the Met game, and I had strike zone and big inning up. If you guys know, strike zone is like red zone for MLB, and then big inning, they kind of cut. It's MLB Network's product. They cut in and out of games. And I'm like, I got to stay. I needed to shower. I needed to eat. But I'm like, I can't do anything to potentially screw this up. If you're a baseball fan, you're superstitious like that. And Cam Schlittler tonight took the ball and he said, you know what? I'm going to compete. They're not taking me out. And so much so, Boone let him go a little too long. But he said, you know what? They're not taking me out at five innings. I'm going to shove tonight. We need this game. It's on me. My feet are more than wet now. And, man, he was perfect. He took us on a little bit of a ride, 12 up, 12 down, 50 up, 15 down. And then, of course, Chan gets him. Chandler Simpson gets him. But whatever, man. He was dealing tonight. Locating that fastball. And his curveball is filthy. What do they call that? 12 to 6? Like the straight drop on his curveball. Like, he was freezing those guys, man. And you love to see it. As much as people want to talk about the Yankees not developing pitching, not developing players, you got to feel great as a Yankee fan with what you're seeing out of Cam Schlittler and Will Warren in spots here. And, I mean, there's obviously other things to go through with this team. I mentioned Austin Wells and his two home runs, but how about Trent Grisham? You want to talk about having a prove-it year? Yesterday's price is not today's price. A bet-on-yourself year. And actually a year where you walk into that same facility down there in Tampa and you have a hamstring injury, you're a fourth outfielder, where I'm on the fan talking about, hey, why can't this guy play left field? Put Dominguez in center field. Why can't the fourth outfielder? Because he's a plus defender in center field, and he's bringing his bat this year. The bat we were looking for, the leadoff hitter we were looking for, we did not know we had that in Trent Grisham. 23 home runs. He starts that game off with a homer. So, like, if you were fearful of Drew Rasmussen, he cracks his ass the first thing. Like, it lets you relax a little bit. You're on the board, 1-0. You just feel good when you're sitting down after you eat dinner or once you get in the door and you set up to watch the game. Like, you feel good about, okay, this isn't going to be completely miserable tonight. And, you know, the Yankees end up sweeping this road trip which they absolutely had to do, going 7-1 against these lesser teams, right? Soft part of the schedule, handling their business. And so many guys played a part in it. So many different characters. You put Luke Weaver in the game for one. And Weavy Wonder's been good, but he gives up a bomb, whatever. And then you go to David, put him to Bednar. Most of us are thinking, hey, David Bednar, the Yankees closer, bulldog, 1-2-3, he's going to mow him down, get it done. And you know what? I don't usually bring up George Steinbrenner's name, but they were playing at the Boss George M. Steinbrenner Field. And as that ball gets hit into the gap in right center, I'm thinking it's going out. The ball had been flying out of there the last two nights. 9 home runs, you know, the night before, Grisham, Wells. And I had a feeling, I'm like, that game would have ended where if that home run is hit, that's a walk-off. And that's the last time that the Yankees play there for this first and hopefully last weird-ass year where Tampa doesn't have a ballpark and they got to play an Airbnb, our spring training home, that's named after George Steinbrenner. And I don't bring up George Steinbrenner's name, but I felt like George Steinbrenner, the ghost of George Steinbrenner, maybe he was just like, blew on that ball to keep that ball in. It hits off the wall. And I'm starting to tweet, I'm like, that ball stayed in so that you can win this game. That ball stayed. You need these games. You've been terrible against your division. You need these games. I think the Yankees now are 16-19 against their division. And when you look at this two-game set, taking those two games against Tampa, when the Red Sox just had two games against Baltimore and lost both of those games, and the Red Sox, the Dirty Water Dead Sox, are already in the city. The Yankees probably are just on the plane right now coming back home. You couldn't drop that game. And I felt like, I don't know, the ghost of George Steinbrenner said, no, 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 not the last game in this building.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And then who comes out of nowhere, right? As everybody was talking about the lineup, oh, they're sitting down Giancarlo Stanton. Oh, they're punting this game. Oh, they don't want to win. Oh, is this another play stupid games, win stupid prizes? No, they got to be cautious with Stanton running around out there in right field. Even with Caballero, you know, last night I saw him yawn. Last night I saw him, you know, drop a pop-up. I saw him have another play in foul territory that he should have made. It was a long night last night. You know, they're giving guys opportunities to play. But here comes Stanton. And all the talk we used to talk about with Stanton was, why do they pinch hit him? He's a terrible pinch hitter. Why do they pinch hit Stanton? It never works. Well, it's working this year. It's working this year. Against Pete Fairbanks, a guy that he's seen a bunch, he was just ready. And the Yankees don't fare well in extra innings on the road. But I'm also on my Twitter machine, and I know you guys don't follow me on Twitter, but I'm telling you my thought process is I'm going back and I'm looking. And my thought process is, hey, I don't care what your record is on the road. That's your building. I don't care what your record is in other people's building. That ball stayed in that ballpark so that you could win the game and not get walked off, find a way, and Big G comes up and whop, smacks one to left field, and you're just like, hooray, hooray. But then the thought creeps into your head, wait. They're going to pitch Devin Williams? No, don't you dare put Devin Williams in this game. And of course, we saw him warming up, and they, you know, Kay, so, you know, they mentioned him warming up. And man, how about Joe Girardi on the broadcast? He's been phenomenal. It's great to have a former Yankee, a former catcher, a former Yankees manager, just manager in general, Phillies manager. Like, his insight and what he sees and what he conveys over the broadcast is such a plus for us watching the game as Yankee fans. And how about Adam Ottavino back at the mothership, Yes Network in Connecticut, you know, adding his insight there. The Yankees got it going on right now, man. The vibes are back. Devin Williams goes out there and strikes out the side. Devin Williams gets it done. Devin Williams has me sitting there, and I'm like, oh, no. This guy's going to blow it. You know, because the Yankees go up 3 after Wells, and you're thinking like, okay, they have to pitch him. They have to pitch him now. It's 6-3. Wells just homered. They have to pitch Devin Williams. Or, you know, once they get him hot, they can't sit him back down. Who are you going to go to? At the time, I'm thinking anybody, but I know they're thinking. And honestly, when the Yankees broke me and I got off the ride, it was because Aaron Boone put this guy in extra innings. But something's different now. Something changed now. Devin Williams goes in there and he gives up a single and they score. But so what? Manfred's man on second, whatever. You know, at least they had a little bit of a cushion. Then he gives up a double, and you're thinking this guy is terrible. This guy, he's low-lev dev. He can't be pitching in this situation. But then he strikes out Chandler Simpson, Yandy Diaz, and Brandon Lowe. He goes top of the order. He strikes out the top of the order to end the game, and he's fired up, and we're fired up. Yankees win. Start spreading the news. That was a good one, man. That was good vibes, good energy. If Devin Williams is right and you can use him potentially like that, or like, I don't know, man, like our former closer coming in to get the save after our actual new closer that we got at the deadline to replace him couldn't do it. Like, there are multiple arms in this bullpen. Fernando Cruz coming back. Like, this is good stuff, guys. We are trending towards the Yankees righting the ship. We are trending towards them pulling everybody back into this thing, and that's the business model, right? The Yankees can't miss the postseason. If the Yankees host a wild card, so be it. They might get an extra 2 or 3 games in the Bronx. I don't want it. I want the division. But look at the standings. They're only 4 games out of the division. It's literally all right in front of us. They had to seize this week right here, and they did. And they're coming home, and I'll see you there for George Costanza bobblehead night. It's going to rain, whatever. Bring your umbrella, sitting in line. We'll talk about that. You know, this four-game set against the Red Sox, minimum you have to split. Minimum you have to split. Because right now, you're a game and a half up. Minimum you have to split. Because, yeah, I said you're four games back of Toronto, but only two games back in the loss column. Minimum you have to split and stay here. But now I'm getting greedy. Now I'm like, yo, they're coming here. You owe them. They swept you. They've dominated you. And they're reeling a bit. And they're sitting there in their hotel or wherever they are, and they're hearing about, you know, what went on with Cam Schlittler. Cam Schlittler is from that area up in Boston. Cam Schlittler is not going to face the Red Sox. The Yankees got to face the Red Sox. Now, Cam Schlittler, right, the energy, the buzz, the excitement of a new young pitcher like this, looking like an ace, everybody in baseball getting the alert that there's a perfect game going on down at the Boss. George Steinbrenner looking over the Yankees spring training facility and this young man shoving against Tampa Bay that is renting the place out. We're thinking we're about to see history. We saw a great game, whatever. For the Met fan, go ahead, David Stearns, and call up Sproat, or if you really want to get crazy, Jonah Tong. Because if I'm a Met fan, I'm tired of watching Kodai Senga fail. He hasn't been it. He hasn't been it. I'm tired of watching every other night and not knowing if it's going to be Clay Holmes. David Peterson gives you a good night last night. You come back tonight. And Kodai Senga, he was all right in the beginning, but now I'm starting to wonder, okay, if this team is fighting to get to the postseason, which do not kid yourselves. They were two games away from the World Series last year. They went out to go get Juan Soto, gave him the richest contract in North American sports. They have to get back to October. There is no, oh, they're the Mets. They don't go to back-to-back postseason. No, 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 no. And as I look at the out-of-town scoreboard, because I was monitoring that to see if the Angels did pull off the win against the Reds, they did. They did. 2-1, Angels just defeated the Reds. The Mets have to have some urgency. I've caught the urgency with the Yankees. Jose Caballero playing, right? Austin Wells sit down. Ben Rice is going to play. Hey, Stanton, you got to go out there and play right field for us. No, we're not going to put Goldie on the IL. Ice up, Goldie. We're putting you back out there. Jason Dominguez, you sit down for a little bit. Like, I felt the urgency with the bullpen. Hey, we will take a guy out and bring a guy in just to get one out, whether it's Luke Weaver, David Bednar, whoever it is. Camilo Duvall, you're gone. Whatever. Devin Williams, you're thrust back in there. Like, I'm feeling the urgency with the Yankees. There needs to be some urgency with the Mets. And I'm starting with David Stearns because this was his plan. This was his plan. Frankie Montas sucks. We all knew that. There wasn't one person here on WFAN or anywhere that said, oh, Frankie Montas, crafty signing. Oh, yeah. Frankie Montas, what a steal. What a scam. Another Scott Boras scam. And I don't want to call Brandon Nimmo a Scott Boras scam, but I did lump him in as, you know, Scott Boras not being your friend. And this is troubling that Brandon Nimmo has a neck issue. And it's been plaguing him since 2019 when he ran into the wall in Atlanta, where this guy signed a long-term contract. And I know he's homegrown and you love him or whatever, but this is a guy that you need in the lineup. He played for minutes into the game. He had one at bat, and he said he couldn't lift his neck or something. He comes out of the game. You hope that he can go tomorrow, but he talks about like, yeah, like, you know, I have to come out of the game, so he's not able to play the outfield. But I'm like, That's doesn't that bother you? Whether you love the guy or not, like, you have a player that his neck injury can flare up at any time. He's got an 8-year contract. He comes out of the game tonight, and that's worrisome. I'm listening to the game as I'm putting my son to bed. Next thing I hear, a Luis Torrens catcher's interference, and then all night, Luis Torrens is getting beat up behind the plate. Later in the night, pass ball, and of course, how does the game end? Luis Torrens is an issue. And, you know, there are people that I get, you know, they don't want to hear me talk about the Mets. Well, then turn the radio off and get over it. I don't have to be a Met fan to talk about the Mets. Last night, in my little 30-minute show, I talked about losing Francisco Alvarez and how that feels like the hits keep coming. How that feels like it's just not your year. This is a huge loss. And you just saw the effects of it immediately. What's the other option behind Luis Torrens, which he's banged up, so what, tomorrow Hayden Sanger's going to go? And then, yeah, what's the other option? I guess, I don't know. Who you pinch hit at the end of the game for Luis Torrens? I don't know the answer. But, you know, Torrens is a liability. He's supposed to be a defensive stalwart. He's having pass balls, catcher's interference, and he's a zero at the plate. He goes 0-for-4, and, you know, Cedric Mullins had two hits, but Cedric Mullins missed an opportunity. Beatty Bonds with a homer. And honestly, you know, as I talked about Kodai Senga, he was good in the beginning, but then he gave up just like a lot of contact. Like, this Nationals team, they're pesky too. I know we wanted to act like the Nationals are just a team that, you know, that the Mets are going to walk all over and just naturally sweep. You know, they were able to take two games off the Phillies. You know, they were able recently to get a couple games off the Giants. Like, if you're paying attention, like, a lot of these teams that we're just writing off as soft spot in the schedule, like, they're bums. No, they're not. They're playing for their, you know, the name on the back of their jersey if the front of the jersey isn't going to the postseason. But, yeah, with Kodai Senga, man, he ends up just having some walks, right, losing command, and getting in trouble. Lead-off walk in the third. And then you've got guys just hitting double singles, doubles, triples. So when I talk about, you know, feeling like the hits keep coming, feeling like it's just not your year, in this game with Kodai Senga on the mound, Kodai Senga, who when he signed here, he was an all-star. We're talking about the ghost fork. You know, since he came back from the IL, he hasn't been reliable enough. And even though he went five innings, he gave up six hits, five runs, four earned, and a homer. And that homer is the backbreaker. That homer is the difference in the game. So, like, from the third, fourth, and fifth, giving up two runs in the third, two runs in the fourth, where, you know, it's just double, double, triple. And you're giving up a triple to a guy with a wide receiver number on his back. Drew Millis, 81. It's not good enough. He's got to dominate these guys. He's got to get these outs. And then ultimately, like I said, you know, they answer back Brett Beatty Bonds with the homer. But then how does Kodai Senga respond in the bottom of the fifth? Gives it right back. Josh Bell homers. And 5-1. And even when the Mets do get it going, right? Francisco Lindor walks. Soto walks. Pete Alonso doubles. Jeff McNeil stays hot. He doubles. So then you're within 1-5-4. But then there's something about the Mets, and I'm not trolling when I say that they're the let-it-happen Mets. There's something about the Mets where, like, they'll get it going, but then they go quietly into the night. They answer back in the fifth and the sixth, and then they have nothing. Seventh, eighth, and ninth. They have no ability to come back, no ability to rally, and that's a brutal loss to the Nationals. That's tough. And you could hear the Let's Go Mets chants in there. The Met fan is down there taking that trip down 95 easily to go to Nationals Park. But yeah, it's not good enough. And losing Francisco Alvarez in this lineup as he was becoming a real threat in the bottom of the order, it leaves you kind of just shaking your head saying, like, how do we get out of this? And I think the next thing you got to do is call up a Brandon Sproat. I'm looking at Cam Schlittler tonight. I'm like, nobody was even thinking about this kid. Mets fans have been thinking about their young arms and David Stearns. If that's not part of your plan, you can't tell me the plan is to have Clay Holmes pitch in the postseason. And make no doubts about it, you got to make the postseason or it's going to be the biggest embarrassment in baseball. You don't have that high of a payroll. You don't go get Juan Soto. You don't do all these things like bring Pete Alonso back. And you don't do all of that to miss the postseason. And I'm not saying that they are, but I'm saying, like, there has to be some urgency in these moves. David Stearns massages this roster. You know, he does a lot of things. I guess Tyler McGill is coming back, but what's he really going to be? I think you got to bring one of these kids up now. I think you got to bring one of these kids up now. And if I don't know who's got to go, if it's Frankie Montas, send him packing. You got the richest owner in the sport, right? So you can eat that contract. He's trash. But yeah, we need some urgency because the Mets, just as the Mets put together a three-game win streak, as of now we're celebrating a Yankees 5-game win streak. It sours with a loss like that where you're just like, yo, Luis Torrens, Kodai Senga. And at least the bullpen was solid. The bullpen was solid, so that's the bright side of things. But now it's a rubber match tomorrow, and we'll get to it. That's a 30-minute open right there. I don't know. I'm concerned. I'm concerned for the Mets because they have the talent, but they're running out of time, and it's too close for comfort right now. And when you look at the Mets' upcoming schedule, to get through just what you have here with no off days and not having starting pitching you could rely on, like, it's not going to be nice to go down to Atlanta, and the Phillies lineup is not going to be kind either. So if five runs is beating you with the Washington Nationals, I don't know, something's got to give, something's got to change, and there's no real help on the way in the lineup. The lineup is the lineup, but the pitching's got to be better. 888-808-1019. Let's take a break here when we come back. Calls, we'll get straight to the calls. Like I said, I'm on till 2 tonight, and that's quick, and then I'm on BT and Sal in the morning at 10, so it's a quick turnaround, and I don't think anything's going to happen in the 8 hours that I'll go home and try and sleep, so it'll probably be the same show, but some of you that are calling now won't be up in the morning, so I want to talk to you. 888-808-1019. We'll talk Yanks. We'll talk Mets. Keith McPherson on the Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And we'll be right back.
Have something to say? Dial us. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
man. Right to the phone we go. 888-808-1019. Streaming on YouTube. WFAN Overnight Live. Myself and then Gallo coming up. And yeah, I'm in here trying to get the screen back up. Yeah, working on that. But anyway, let's get back to the show. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I already opened up Yanks and Mets. And we've got a full rack of Yankees calls. But yeah, as I was talking about Caballero, I didn't really go back to him. You know, he's a pest. He's annoying. But when we talk about urgency, I just got a tweet from Pete2190. He said, you're 100% correct about Boone's. You're 100% correct. Even Boone's press conferences are different. At the end, you could tell the urgency is there because he's even saying, yeah, I spoke about this play, about that can't happen. And, you know, I just heard Susan talking about, you know, she was kind of close to where the, I guess, conversation happened. And she said, maybe I was in a place I shouldn't be. You know how Susan will go down and do her star of the game. There is urgency. I think Aaron Boone is managing for his life. There is urgency. I think Aaron Boone realizes that, like, nothing is done yet. There's even a quote that I just saw Talking Yanks put out 3 minutes ago where Aaron Boone said, we haven't done anything yet. We got to keep going. So I know there's a lot of times where we feel, like, frustrated with this team and we feel like they've blown so many games and they've wasted opportunities, but, hey, it ain't over until it's over. They've got plenty of opportunity to right the ship. They have just won 5 in a row, 8 out of their last 10. They've got the third best record in the American League. They're 3 games back in the loss column. Like, it's crazy how just, like, handling your business, how quickly, like, just doing what you're supposed to do can change things. Sal is in Jackson on the Fan first. What's up, Sal?
What's up, Keith? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, good, good. Long-time caller, first-time listener. But I have a quick question that I wanted to ask you about, kind of what you think about this Yankees win streak. Like, what could it mean for, you know, like, the rest of the season, the rest of August and September? How are you feeling, pretty much?
I think it's setting us up where, like, we won't be in such a dire need. Like, I think we're going to be in the thick of it. We're going to be right there, right? Like, this is a team that had a 7-game lead, and they absolutely smoked that. Now they're fighting, scratching, and clawing just to get, you know, back to first place, back to, like, and I think it's there. So what it's setting us up for is when we get into September, where that's where it's getting really real. That's why, like, they need to split or take 3 out of 4 from Boston, but then they have the Nationals and 4 against the White Sox. They need to get fat on these teams the rest of the month. Because when we get into September, it's 3 at Houston, 3 at home against the Blue Jays, and then 3 at home against the Detroit Tigers, where, like, those are the other top teams in the American League. You need to be in a good spot before you face them back to back to back.
Right, definitely. I'm so hyped. These last couple of games, I was texting my friend, and I was just telling him, like, we're back, we're back. But I don't want to get too into that, but I feel like I'm just so positive right now about it. I don't want to sound like Positive Tommy. I'm very anti-Mets, so don't get that.
I wouldn't, I'm very anti-him
right now.
Yeah, I wouldn't confuse you with PT Positive Tommy. I wonder what Tommy's going to say tomorrow when he comes in, because he led with, you know, the Yankees being fool's gold and all this other stuff. I don't know. I didn't really follow it too long.
I saw that clip online and I was getting mad.
Yeah, but I understand. It's you know. Same thing as, like, Jackson Dart should start week one. It's just for an open. Thanks for the call, Sal. 888-808-1019. You should feel good. You're a Yankee fan? You like the team? You love the team? You're invested in the team? You know, that's why, like I said, even though you could say, I don't believe this team's going to win anything. Man, I'm off the ride and I'm done with this team. You're not done with the team if you're watching every pitch of the game. A perfect game can happen. I mean, when Domingo Germán threw his perfect game, the night before, the Yankees lost like 2-1 to the Oakland A's, and it sucked to stay up late and watch that game, and you were so frustrated with them. I remember getting on saying I wasn't going to watch the next night, that I was going to prioritize my sleep and go to bed instead. I didn't do that. I watched the game. And we're going to keep watching the games. And like I said, I'm too old to be giving up seasons. I can be frustrated, and I honestly came into the season and said I don't think the Mets or the Yankees are winning the World Series, but I know crazier things have happened. It's baseball. Nobody can predict it. So as long as they're handling business and doing what they got to do, like, yeah, don't feel ashamed of feeling good, but also don't feel too good yet. They could crash and burn. Don't feel too good. I feel like we're right in the middle where we don't feel as bad as we did coming off of losing 2 out of 3 to the Astros in the fashion that they did. Now we just feel good because they're hitting home runs. They're pitching well. There's some, you know, different characters playing big parts, and you're starting to see some light at the end of the tunnel. Bruce is in Flushing on the Fan. What's up, Bruce?
Hey, Keith. Before I get to the game tonight, this afternoon, Spencer Jones, 443-foot home run, 31st home run of the season.
Yeah, off of Alec Manoa, too, which is awesome.
The game tonight. I think history may be repeating itself, or might be repeating itself. In 1964, Mel Stoudemire, a rookie, was brought up, led the Yankees to a pennant. And you see Cam's stuff tonight. This guy was dominant. And with the stuff, if he continues throwing that curveball the way he has tonight, I can see him even starting a game in the playoffs.
Okay. So if he starts a game in the playoffs, what game is it? And what, like, let's say we win the division and we're in the DS. What game would you start a Cam Schlittler?
If I needed, I'd probably game 4 if I needed a game 4. Like, you know,
I'm not against it, but like, we're just having the conversation for all to hear and play it out. Max Fried, if he's healthy, is going to get the ball game 1.
Right.
Carlos Rodon is getting the ball game 2 just off of years of experience and what their contract has. Game 3 is Luis Gil.
And if he's healthy, I have no problem with Gil, especially if he continues pitching the way he pitched. Yes, the other start. But if you need a game 4, you know, if it's a you know, 7-game series or whatever, if he's continuing pitching, I would rather pitch him over Warren. Not to say, I'm not knocking not Warren necessarily.
We're coming off of watching this guy go 6 perfect innings, and we're all high off of that. He did it against the Tampa Bay Rays, though. I don't know if I'd throw that kid into, the Detroit Tigers. We'll see. But no, it's a thought, and it's something that they're going to have to think about. Who is game 4, Will Warren or Cam Schlittler? They're both rookies, but when you look at their stuff, like, this kid was even at the end of his rope throwing 99. Competing, trying to, you know, just rev it up and get through it. So,
and the Yankees are so bringing me back to believing that this team will make the playoffs.
Oh, they will. They will. But making the playoffs is not good for us. Making the playoffs is like good enough for some Met fans that are like, oh, we just got to make the playoffs. Like, we were in the World Series last year, so we're trying to get back there at the minimum. And, like, I don't believe that they have, like, even, you know what I'll say too, Bruce? Even with, like Cody Bellinger got thrown out today on the base paths. Jazz Chisholm had a stupid throw right in front of him yesterday. I already mentioned Caballero dropping a pop-up. Like, even though we're celebrating, even though we're having a good time, they still have some of these cracks in their armor. They got to fix all of those things.
And also, Volpe looks like Volpe has fixed himself. I don't know. Who did it? What happened?
Defensively, yeah.
Yeah, defensively. I'm talking about defensively. I mean, no more his throws are going all over the place. That, you know, he had a bad hop, took it, made an accurate throw, and Volpe defensively is Volpe again.
Yeah, when he made that play, I'm like, oh, that is one of those plays in the perfect game highlight that you see, you know, Volpe make to preserve the perfect game. Thanks for the call, Bruce. Everybody, just stay grounded. Stay, you know, in the moment. We don't have to project to Cam Schlittler pitching game 4. I don't know if they're going to do that. He's a rookie, man. And if anybody is thinking that they're not making the postseason, they have to make the postseason. You hear me talk about the business model? As much money as the Yankees made last year playing 3 World Series games, there is no, you know, missing the postseason. I never thought they were going to, you know, not miss the postseason. Yankees can do that by accident, make the postseason by accident. I'm talking, we got bigger dreams. We got to get back to the World Series. and then hope that the ball bounces our way, and whoever it is, I don't know if it's the Brewers, if it's the Dodgers, if it's whoever, you know, it's about getting back to the Fall Classic. And, you know, when I see them force Devin Williams into high leverage situations 3 days out of four, like they did with two games in Texas on Tuesday, Wednesday, and then on Friday against the Astros, I'm like, these guys aren't serious. This is an unserious bunch. Maybe I quit on Aaron Boone and Brian Cashman. The way that these players are playing and fighting, some of the clutch, some of the hitting, some of the TW, the will to win, it seems like something happened to them. I don't know if it was a combination of old-timers day and having guys like Willie Randolph and Jorge Posada and Joe Torre and all them literally there in the clubhouse and on the field talking about what used to be and what these guys aren't anymore, or if it was the Astros beating them and, you know, how they lost on that Friday night game, how they lost on that Sunday, barely won the Saturday old-timers day game with the Trent Grisham clutch homer. Like, something has changed, and I think it's just they know there is no time left. There is no margin for error as far as, like, being asleep at the wheel and losing these games, dropping these games to teams that they're not playing for anything. They aren't going to be in the postseason. 888-808-1019. Vito is in Syosset on the Fan next. What's up, man?
Yeah, Keith, how you doing?
Good.
I'm just calling. I'm a Mets fan, but I hear the station and all the fans, they're calling up always about getting rid of the Giancarlo, that whatever, and even with Wells and the Volpe. Those are the guys that all came through tonight. I think they should leave Volpe the way it is. It's shortstop. He's a great shortstop. Golden glove and all that stuff. And they're putting too much emphasis on this guy, Caballero. And he's already played 200 games in his whole career. He's 29 years old. He's no Volpe. Not even close. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I hear you. Yeah, and I understand it. Thanks for the call, Vito. The Yankees are the toughest team to play for. Aaron Boone was in here talking to BT and Sal. We're on the phone, actually, not in here. He was in here, you know, before the season, but he was on the phone with BT and Sal this week talking about how, like, this is a tough place to play because of the amount of media coverage and fans. And, yeah, as fans, we are ready to throw players in the garbage over a couple bad weeks out of an eight-month season. I told you Volpe was going to be starting. Like, Caballero did not take his spot, but I think the presence of Caballero has pushed him. And I was calling for that. You can go back. I have the clips on my Instagram. I think they're on WFAN's Instagram, where when they made the Ahmed Rosario move, I thought that was, like, I literally said, how did the kid win the job? He was competing against IKF and Peraza. He is a competitor. There are entertainers and competitors. He's a competitor. He needs to have, instead of being told, you're the starting shortstop, we're not sending you down, and him being comfortable, he needs to compete. So putting Caballero in that clubhouse where he knows, hey, this guy plays shortstop, they gave up Pereira to go get him, like, got to be on your job, and he has been. And then even sitting Volpe in that last game in St. Louis, you don't think the thought creeps in his head, hey, if this guy goes out there and balls out, like, they might start doing this every week. Volpe's defense has been much improved. I haven't seen him skip a ball in the dirt. He's been on everything. Now, the bat's got to get there, and I expect that to happen this week at home against the Boston Red Sox. Wells came alive tonight. Two homers out of Austin Wells, and he was calling and catching a perfect game. Got to get off his back. This is a kid that takes a beating back there, and also a kid that this is his first year as the starter, right? He's homegrown, drafted, and developed. This is his first year taking on the responsibility of being the Yankees catcher. It's a lot, man. It's a lot. People want to sing the praises of Cal Raleigh so much because he's squatting and playing catcher and hitting all these home runs that he should be the MVP. He shouldn't. Hopefully Judge can get back in the right field and continue to homer and catch him a little bit in the homers and RBI. But, yeah, Wells had been dumpster juice for a little while, but you can't quit on him. He played a big part in the game tonight. And then Stan, I mean, I don't know how anybody could really have anything to say about Stanton after he carried the Yankees to the World Series last year. I know they want to say it was the other guy because he hit the last homer that actually sent them to the Fall Classic to advance out of the ALCS, but Giancarlo Stanton was the ALCS MVP. He literally won a game in Kansas City, you know, against the Royals with his homer. And you've seen him every postseason lock in. He's postseason locked in right now. He's going crazy. What we don't realize is, like, him missing half the season with the elbow stuff, like, we are getting the best version of him. Katie Sharp put out a tweet. I got to go find it. I got to go find it right now and read it. Giancarlo Stanton, in his last 30 games, he's got a .632 batting average, a .429 on-base percentage, an .830 slug. This is the second time in his career he's had any 30-game span with at least a .360 batting average, a .420 on-base percentage, an .825 slug. He also did it from July 26th to August 27th in 2017 when he won the MVP. I remember saying back then, he's in God mode. Baseball God mode. Get this guy to October. This guy is 35 years old. He kills the Red Sox. He's got to play in right field every game coming up. So as much as we want to throw these guys in the garbage, oh, this guy sucks, get him out of here. I hear it on WFAN too. Oh, they got to get rid of Stanton and his contract. Nah. Look at how he's playing right now. And this is the last year before the money gets cut in half. Nah. Mitchell's in Fort Lee on the Fan. Hello, Mitch.
Hello, Keith. How you doing tonight? What a game tonight. I got to tell you something. I was working, and I got back to my girlfriend's. We went out for a fast dinner. I'm watching a game, and I hear that he's pitching a no-hitter, and it's great. He gives up a hit. Then I'm watching it, and I'm watching him. He looked like he lost it, and Boone kept him in. I was like, please, 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 don't give this game up. And we get out of it, and then we get the three, you know, we get the two home runs. Wells hits the, you know, that home run out of the park. And you were up, and then Williams would go. And you know it, kids. We were right there last week at the Yankee game when Williams blew that game. And, you know, Williams, I was just so happy for him tonight. And maybe he'll get his confidence with that because we need him for the stretch run. And I said this all along, everyone except you, that you agreed with me, that all the other co-hosts have it, that I said the Yankees are going to win this division, and they're going to win it. It's very simple. But every Yankee fan calls up and says, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. The only thing I worry about is Boone. Like tonight, didn't you worry about Boone, how long he left him in tonight? Shouldn't he have taken him out earlier in the seventh inning?
Yeah, I felt like, you know, when it's done, it's done. Like once the, you know, perfect game is done. But like part of me also was like, this is Boone going off of the script a little bit. This is Boone giving this kid an opportunity to grow and to compete and to, you know, but like whatever.
Yeah, it
ended up being fine. They won the game. But, no, I understand. He should have taken him out. As soon as it was done, it's like, hey, go take him out. This is the longest he's ever gone. This is the most he's ever pitched.
Right. Okay, two other points I need to get out of the call. Number two, are you going tomorrow night?
I am, yeah.
I'll see you tomorrow night. And the second thing is, Cashman's not gonna admit to it, but Cashman went out to St. Louis. He hasn't been out with the team the whole year. He was there for a reason. Yeah. He put a fire on the Boone's Tushy and probably told Boone, you don't do something this weekend, you're gone. I really believe that. If they didn't win that Friday night game, Boone was being fired. But now the Yankees have to go in. The fans got to go tomorrow night, who's ever going to the game. And they can't be dead in the beginning of the game like they've been for the last 2 weeks that I've been there. The crowd has to be up like a playoff game. Let's get the crowd going crazy. Let's win these 3 out of 4, go 4 for 4. And guess what? We're right back in it. And tomorrow night, I'll see you there tomorrow night. You know where I sit.
Thanks for the call, Mitch. You will see me, and we got to turn it up, and we will. I disagree with Cashman showing up to St. Louis to light a fire under. Like, they work in lockstep. Boone literally, you know, said on BT and Sal that him and Cashman talk every day. If they miss a day, it's probably like an off day, but they talk every day. Cashman hired Aaron Boone. I think Cashman shows up, right, because it's like, if Cashman shows up, it's not George Steinbrenner showing up, but it's the next closest thing to being like, hey, boss is here. Hey, you see Cashman's here? Like, it's time. There's no time to waste. Urgency. And I can sense the urgency. So when they broke me, you know, two Fridays ago, it was because I felt like there was an urgency. I felt like there was arrogance. I felt like it was malpractice. I felt like they just, you know, like they pitched Devin Williams because they want to be right. And I felt like they put a guy that was broken into a situation to lose a game, and they put that over all of us that were at the stadium watching the game, rooting for the team, that hate the Astros, whatever. But now, like, they're not playing like that anymore. They're moving different. There's a different type of energy, and that's good. That's positive. So, yeah, they have to get back tonight, and I'm going to check on the flight. They got to get back tonight, get to their cribs, go to sleep, because it is a quick turnaround. And these guys get to the ballpark around, like, 1 o'clock. Like, they've got, like, 12 hours before they got to be in Yankee Stadium ready to face the Red Sox, who are sleeping in their hotel somewhere in Midtown right now. 888-808-1019. When we come back, we'll do the big shot of the night, and we'll take the rest of your calls. Keith McPherson on the Fan, BRB.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.